Hello.
Hello, my name is Cassandra. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I had a debit hit my account that is not authorized, and I called my bank, and they gave me the number to call that had on that for that debit.
Okay, ma'am. Can I have your zip code?
63343.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, my sister's going. So can I have your name?
Carol Lang, L-A-N-G-E.
Okay, Carol, can you verify your full address for me, please?
1749 Highway B, as in boy, Ellsbury, Missouri, 63343.
Okay. And my system is still loading. Oh, I apologize if my system is going extremely slow. I don't know.
What's your name on?
My name is Cassandra.
Cassandra.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, how can I help you today?
Well, there was a debit on my account for $67.27 or something to that effect today. And I didn't authorize any debit to my account for that from your company.
Okay, I do see a charge, $67.32 on today.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. It's saying ice maker. Okay, that goes back.
Right.
To, yes, ma'am. It goes. The reason why you're being charged for that is it going back to the initial charge on November the 17th for $5.74,
which is supposed to be
maker.
Just the
yes,
shipping.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And what happened was you didn't cancel, and so 48 hours after the 17th, you was billed at $67.32. And that,
why would I have to cancel? I was supposed to get it with just paying shipping through something that asked for my opinion on something for a prize.
Yes, ma'am. And that's a, I think that's a sweepstake. Yes, ma'am. Hold on, but I think that's it.
I was told by my bank that there's a zero billing rules on MasterCard that you can't charge my account without my authorization or something that I have signed.
Yes, ma'am, we can charge because you gave the information. This is a valid charge, and you put, you haven't even gave your credit card information in order for it to be charged. So you did say you took the survey.
Yeah.
And you put in your credit card information.
And it
in order
says
for
it would
charge.
Be, yes,
yes, ma'am.
For shipping only. For shipping only. That's what I authorized. Shipping only.
Okay, ma'am. Well, in the terms and conditions, that was a, like I say, there was a, you entered, it actually was a sweepstake. Ice maker to win. That was a sweepstake to win the ice maker.
No, it was other things you could have picked out of there to get.
Yes, ma'am.
Wasn't just an ice maker.
Yes, ma'am, and you didn't cancel, so that's why you see that charge of $67.32 on November 23rd. Did you know about the, I think it has the HeroBot app, like a fitness app or something?
I don't know what it was on. I really don't.
Oh.
But I was told by my bank that you guys have got to refund that because or send me something that showed that I authorized a billing of $67.42 or $32, whatever. And furthermore, they say that you sell my account number to other people.
Well, ma'am, that's not true. I can't. That's not true.
Okay, but if I authorize that debit, then there's something that I would have had to authorize or paperwork that I need to see where I authorize that debit.
Yes, ma'am, you authorized it and you put your credit card information when you said you entered.
For the shipping and handling, not
yes.
The item.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, ma'am, it was in the terms and the conditions. I understand what you're saying, but
text me the terms and conditions that shows that I have to pay $67.32.
Well, you have to go back probably on that website that you ordered from and go on the terms and conditions, and it should have it stated on there somewhere.
I don't know, because I don't even have the website anymore.
Okay.
I mean, anytime you charge a debit card, there's got to be an authorization for the amount that's being charged, not just a random amount.
Okay,
if that was charged by your company, you should be able to supply me with that information. I wouldn't have that because I didn't authorize that amount.
Okay, so did you want to cancel?
Yes, I do. But I don't want to pay the $67. That's not anything I authorized. And I want confirmation that it's canceled and that it's closed.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna give you the confirmation. So this HeroBot app, well, they haven't charged you for it yet, but there's gonna be a separate charge. But right now it's zero. I'm showing zero balance, but in 60 days and 2 months they're gonna charge you for that that app. Did you want to keep that or to cancel that?
No, I want to cancel anything that's going to touch my credit debit card. And then I want a receipt showing that it's canceled. And I want my credit back.
Hold on.
One of them's in the Navy. Yep. You should have equipment at your desk for everybody, though.
Okay, that you can help.
Yeah, the phone, yes, trust me, I call her everywhere, that's missing.
It has to be one for now?
Yeah, you got some more, I'm gonna look, I don't know if they had lunch or off, I can't remember, I gotta go back to the list, but. Okay.
Okay.
I'll get him on down.
Okay.
Hold on.
I may lose you because I'm on country roads, so I want to call back if it happens.
I might be on the phone with another call. I'm not sure. I'm going to try to get this taken care of before you get off the phone. Okay, I'm just only following, you know, company policies, but that 6737, it actually is a valid charge. So I'm not going to be able to, I can't refund you.
That is not a valid charge. Yes. I did not authorize 67 and 32 cents to be debited to my account. I authorized the 574, which was supposed to be just the shipping and handling for that product. And then what happened after that, I'm not quite sure, but it's not my responsibility.
Hold on, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I can offer you I can only refund you 35% of that $67 back.
No, you can't. I will be contacting the bank who is going to call you and explain to you our rules in Missouri that I will get that $67.32 back. Now, if you're not a supervisor, I want to talk to one.
Hold on. Ma'am, I can offer you half of your money back, 50%.
No, I won't take it.
Ma'am?
I want the whole thing back.
That's the best I can do.
Well, then get me to somebody that I can talk to above you.
Well, yeah, ma'am, that's the same thing. They're going to tell you the same thing.
Well, I'll just, that's okay. My bank will be calling. We'll be calling on Friday after the holiday, and we'll get this resolved.
Hold on, ma'am.
Could you,
hold on.
Give me a...
But ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. Well, I can't refund you that. I can't refund you that money back. That $67.32.
Well, if you can't refund it, then I want a text showing where I signed up to have that taken out of my debit card. And you said you can't provide that, but there, if you charge my debit card, there's got to be a paper trail. And if you can't find that paper trail, then I need to speak to whoever is above that can, showing that I authorized that dollar amount. I authorized $5.74, which I was led to believe was only the shipping from that product. And scam or not, that I did not authorize $67.32. So somebody, I need to talk to somebody else. Because I was told by my bank, it happens many times, and the responsibility of a MasterCard.
Okay, ma'am. I offered you the 50%. You declined, and you were saying something about threatening to go to the bank. But I just offered you the full refund of $67.32, so you don't want to take the. I'm refunding you fully.
Yes, I want the full refund of $67.32.
Okay, and hold on. Let me give you a cancellation number, a confirmation number.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so you should receive that refund back 3 to 5 business days from today.
Right.
And I do have a confirmation number for you, a cancellation number.
All right.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It's, okay, it's C as in Charlie. 262-761-108.
Can that be texted to my phone number?
No, ma'am, we don't text. No, but if you need to call back to confirm, that's the number right there. But it has been canceled, and you should see that back. Give it 3 to 5 days, business days from today.
All right. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support.
All right. Bye.
Bye.